Hi, it's Ken Morgan again, and it's time for another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Now today we're marking an upcoming anniversary. On November 23rd, it'll be the 57th birthday of the cult classic TV series Doctor Who. So today we're showing another Doctor Who theatrical movie. It has the rather complicated title of Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD. It's based on a 1964 story from the original series, with the more straightforward title, The Dalek Invasion of Earth. The story, as they say, is exactly what it says on the tin. In a future Earth, which looks very much like the mid-1960s, the Daleks invade with a plot to use the planet for their own evil machinations. Fortunately, Doctor Who is around to stop them. Now, like the earlier movie, Doctor Who and the Daleks, which we showed not too long ago, this is a departure from the original story. It distills the plot from 6 24-minute episodes down to a running time of just shy of 90 minutes. And again, the Doctor is a human scientist, not a fugitive Time Lord. As a matter of fact, they hadn't even come up with the idea of the Time Lords at this point on the TV show. It also has much better visual effects and is in color, while the TV series didn't reach color status until about 1970. Peter Cushing returns as Doctor Who, and the general consensus among Whovians, even those who don't like the movies, is that he's very good in the role. Also, Roberta Tovey returns as the cinematic version of his granddaughter Susan. She's younger than her TV counterpart, but is a little bit more self-assured. Bernard Cribbins co-stars as Tom Campbell in the movie. Now, Cribbins was, and still is, a beloved character actor in Britain, with a great many roles in movies and TV. And it turns out this is merely his first appearance in the Whoniverse, as they call it. Decades later, during David Tennant's time as the lead, Cribbins would appear as Wilfred Mott on the TV show, particularly in Tennant's last regular episode, The End of Time. The supporting cast also includes Scottish actor Andrew Keir. Now, he's probably best known for his role as Britain's other favorite sci-fi hero, Professor Quatermass, in the 1967 Hammer film, Quatermass and the Pit, released in the U.S. as 5 Million Years to Earth. Now, this movie, as noted, was the second theatrical Doctor Who movie. There are plans for a third movie, based on another Dalek serial from the show, but this one didn't do too well at the box office, particularly in the U.S., so the idea was dropped. Now, since then, there have been off-and-on plans for a new theatrical movie, including one starring Tom Baker as the Doctor, and with Vincent Price as the villain. But the idea has not fully materialized. Yet. Now, don't forget that if you missed one of these presentations, you can get caught up by checking the list on our website. That's www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And we're still interested in your comments and suggestions. So just send them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, post it on our Facebook page, or call us at 908-754-7885. And if you're interested in the Doctor Who TV series, we have a number of episodes, including the 1996 TV movie, in our DVD collection. Feel free to stop by and see what's in. Oh, and we haven't forgotten about the upcoming Thanksgiving Day holiday. So, in addition to the movie, we have two Turkey Day-themed cartoons featuring Daffy Duck. So, without further ado, from Warner Brothers in 1944, here's Tom Turk and Daffy. And from Warner Brothers in 1949, here's Holiday for Drumsticks. And from Amicus Productions in 1966, here's Daleks Invasion Earth 2150 AD. Thanks for stopping by, and have a happy and safe holiday. And never forget, turkeys can't fly.